Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and everybody that watches. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program. It's our purpose to speak on the things in God's Word, and if any time you have a question or a comment, or maybe a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to study on the program, feel free to contact us. You can do so at the address given by the announcer, or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. A customer sent an order to a book club for the one that they were offering that month. The distributor noticed that the bill for the previous book hadn't been paid. The collection manager then sent the form letter saying, "We can't ship your order until you pay for the last one." The collection manager received a note a few days later, "Please cancel the order. I can't wait that long." You know, we live in a society where people expect to receive things without paying for them, at least for a long, long time. That's why credit cards are so popular. We don't have to have any money. We just hand them that little piece of plastic, and the bill will come later. We can worry about it then. And, you know, a popular form of advertising that we see is buy now. No money down, no interest. No payments till next year. You know, companies know that we're more likely to buy something if the payment can be delayed, because if it's far enough away, then we won't think about the hardship that it will cause. And Satan operates in much the same way. If he can convince us that the consequences of sin will not be experienced for a long, long time, maybe not at all, then we will be more likely to give in. Let's listen to what Solomon, and look at how he put it in Ecclesiastes 8 and verse 11. "Because the sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil." But you know, credit cards do eventually arrive in the mail, those bills. Merchants eventually expect us to pay for the merchandise that we carried home with us. And sin will eventually have its consequences. In Ecclesiastes 8, reading the very next verse, verse 12, says, "Though a sinner does evil 100 times, and his days are prolonged, yet I surely know that it will be well with those who fear God, who fear before Him." In Job chapter 21 and verse 30, he says that the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction. They shall be brought forth to the day of wrath. When we look at 2 Peter, if you have your Bibles, and I hope that you do, and it affords you an opportunity to turn to them, in 2 Peter chapter 2, we find here in verse 1, it says that there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresy, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. You know, the judgment of these false teachers is mentioned in verse 3. Says that through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbers not. So the judgment of false teachers lingers not, it slumbers not. Even we read in verse 4 that the angels that sinned have not escaped their sins. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. In fact, even the world before Noah, with all of its wickedness, it did not escape. And Peter makes mention of this in verse 5. But spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. And all we have to do is go back to Genesis chapter 6 and read the story of how that is ever so true. In fact, Sodom and Gomorrah were condemned and overthrown. Peter makes mention of this in verse 6, that turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes condemned them with an overflow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. See, they are our example for the reason why we should not live ungodly. And then Lot is mentioned in verses 7 through 9. And delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. So see, Lot is the only good example of living just and righteous. And what did God do? God delivered the godly out of temptation. When we move just a chapter ahead of where we are here in 2 Peter, let's look at chapter 3. And it's in chapter 3 that we see the danger of not being in remembrance, not being mindful of God's word. In verse 1, Peter said, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. So there's a danger of not remembering. There's a danger in not being mindful on our part of God's word. He goes on in verses 3 and 4 to talk about scoffers. He says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. So see, scoffers are going to always test our faith in what God has said in his word. So we must not be like them. And what describes them is in verse 5. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water, perished. So we must not be like the scoffers. They are ignorant of what God's word teaches. So I hope that we see everything that Peter is talking about is hinged on God's word. He said there in verse 5, for this they are willingly ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. So it is God's word, by it the heavens and the earth were created. We know, if we went back to Genesis chapter 1, that number of times in that first chapter, in fact, in verse 3, in verse 6, in verse 9, in verse 11, verse 14, verse 20, verse 24, verse 26, in all of those verses, the words that we find are, God said. And by it, that is God's word, not only was everything created, but by God's word, now everything continues to exist. Look at verse 7 of 2 Peter 3. But the heavens and earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. So the word, God's word that created everything, is God's word that causes everything to continue. How come the sun come up this morning? How do we know that the sun will set this evening? It'll be because of God's word. He created it, and it is his word by which it is sustained. But that same word that created it and sustains it is going to speak it out of existence. And that is also mentioned there in verse 7. The heavens and the earth which are now, by the same words are kept in store, they're reserved under fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. See, everything is hinged on God's word. God's word assures us that Christ will come again. Peter here in 2 Peter 3, let's read together verses 9 and 10. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up. See, God's word assures us Christ will come again. Where is there ever an instance of where God has ever broken a promise? See, Peter says that. Peter says God is not like men. Men break promises. God never has. And since we have God's word on it, then the lives that we live should be holy and godly. Look at verse 11. Seeing then that all of these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? So we need to be diligent, as he says in verse 14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Any reason for the delay of his coming is in order to allow more time for us to have the opportunity to be saved. So let us not think that since judgment is a long way off, it's safe to go ahead and sin. If we're young, let's not justify sin, or that proverbial sowing of the oats that we so often hear, because payday is coming. Job 21, verse 30, the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction. 1 Peter 1, and verse 4, let us be so that we can inherit an incorruptible and undefiled crown that fades not away, knowing that it is reserved in heaven. Those are the two fates that await us. Either it will be a day of destruction, or it will be a day where we will receive that incorruptible crown in heaven. Friends, we appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you'll tune in again tomorrow. And it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock PM. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.